You're listening to SBS News.
The UN Climate Summit in Madrid has so far failed to reach an agreement on new carbon emission reduction targets, with major economies resisting calls for bolder commitments. The two-week conference has run into a second extra day, with major economies and smaller states failing to resolve outstanding issues under the 2015 Paris Agreement. The European Union and small island states vulnerable to climate changes are pushing for stronger commitments. The Alliance of Small Island States, which includes Papua New Guinea, has criticised Australia, the United States, Canada, Russia, India, China, and Brazil. The Paris Agreement enters an important implementation phase in 2020, ahead of the next major round of climate talks in Glasgow. Activist Alethea Phillips is with the Sustainers Group.
Everyone here who has gathered here is from the people who are the real representatives of what's going on the ground. And so what we're saying is that what happened here at COP wasn't enough and that we, the people, are not done fighting.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the conference that by the end of the next decade, the world will be on one of two paths.
When is the path of surrender? Where we have sleepwalked past the point of no return, jeopardizing the health and safety of everyone on this planet. Do we really want to be remembered as the generation that buried its head in the sand, that fiddled while the planet burned? The other option is the path of hope, a path of resolve, of sustainable solutions, a path where more fossil fuels remain where they should be, in the ground, and where we are on the way to carbon neutrality by 2050.
Chilean Environment Minister Carolina Schmidt, who is presiding over the summit, called on the delegates to keep negotiating.
I request all the flexibility, all your strength, you know, and all your volunteer to find, you know, this agreement and this consensus that we need to have an ambitious result. We are almost there. It's hard, it's difficult, but it's worth it.
Her comments were echoed by Chile's summer coordinator, Andrés Landeruch.
It's impossible to have a consensus outcome if you don't compromise. So we expect that delegation at the end of the day will compromise certain aspects, and at the end of the day, we will be able to provide a text that accommodates most of concerns, and then we can move forward.
Chile faced criticism after it drafted a version of the summit text that campaigners believed was weak and cut against the spirit of the Paris Accord. Ben Madden, SBS News.